Money FM 89.3. Best of Breakfast. Breakfast Special.
The strongest earthquake in a quarter century in Taiwan, one that's 7.4 in magnitude, rocked Hualien earlier this month, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 800.
Following that, a stream of more than 500 aftershocks continued to rattle the region, complicating recovery efforts in Hualien. So how much do we know about such quakes, and are the aftershocks a sign of more trouble brewing underground? For more insights on this, we're joined by Yinyi Fan, seismologist and postdoctoral fellow at the MIT Department of Earth, Atmospheric and Planetary Sciences. Yifan, thanks for joining us on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First off, we understand that you have family in Taiwan, so we hope they're all safe and doing okay amidst the recent events.
Yeah, they did feel strong shaking. My mom even went under the table, so that was nice. Good for her. But yeah, we're all safe.
That's good to hear. Is your family in Hualien or near the epicenter of the quake?
So my family comes from Hsinchu, okay. So the semiconductor town.
I see.
All right, Yifan, good to know that your family is all safe and sound. Now, besides it being Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years, how would you assess the seriousness of this quake in Hualien's geographical context?
So Hualien is not really like a stranger to earthquakes. There are one in 2022, a bit far south. There's also one in 2018. It also creates some damage. And I think this one particular, it creates a lot of rock slide in the mountainous region where there are only two roads to the north and to the west. And these two roads are like really the main artery for tourism and also for agriculture and for general transport. So there are a lot of rock slide damaging the road and blocking ways. And because the coming summer season will be the rainy season, so I think the earthquake impact will still be like really felt throughout the summer as typhoon came and maybe washed down the unstable rocks and soil.
Yeah, so Yifan, we understand that there were as many as 500 aftershocks that rattled the area after the main quake. What does the extent of the aftershocks tell us? Is it common to experience this many aftershocks after such an event?
Yeah, I think it's for the magnitude like this, it's really common to have this many aftershocks. And also because Taiwan is actually quite small. And if there's an earthquake in Hualien, then the whole north region, which is really populous, you generally will feel the earthquake. And for us seismologists, aftershock actually can tell us like where roughly this main shock ruptured. So it also helps us better map the rupture extent and understand the regional geology better.
Okay, and some might be wondering, myself included, about what happens underground to cause these aftershocks and how long might they last after the main quake has occurred.
Well, imagine that you have like a huge block of rock just sliding maybe for 1 and 2 meters, and there will be some region that are subsequently stressed by this moving rock. It's a bit like you roll around in your bed, then you like wiggle a bit, just make yourself feel comfortable. It's like releasing the stress in your body. That's what aftershocks do.
That was a really good explanation.
Yeah. So yes, there was still possibility of subsequent aftershocks. And aftershocks generally decay with time. So as I check, I think there are maybe 2 to 5 felt aftershock as of today per day. But there's still chance of bigger aftershock like magnitude 5. So it's still better be careful.
All right. Well, Yifan, reports suggest that the earthquake rupture began between 10 and 40 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface. So what factors would you say might have contributed to this buildup? And were there any warning or telltale signs leading up to it?
So as of now, we can still not forecast or tell if there will be an earthquake based on what we observed before. But Hualien is already a very active region. And the faults in Hualien City is already a active fault marked by our geological survey. And it has really the highest probability of feeling strongest shaking among all the active faults in Taiwan. So we actually is already know that there will be hazard in Hualien. And the special thing about this earthquake particularly is that because it happened under the ocean, And it's really not easy to map out the deformation or fault lines that lies underneath the sea. So yeah, so this is like the region that we are not yet have a good grasp on about how big the hazard might be if earthquakes rupture under the ocean.
All right, there are some concerns in some quarters that this earthquake is not the biggest event in this sequence. Would you rule out that possibility? And if so, why?
I would not rule out this possibility. There's always a small chance that a larger earthquake will follow. This is something that the probability tells us. But what we would know is that there will be a large earthquake in this region. Maybe not today, tomorrow, but certainly in the next 30 to 50 years.
All right. Well, Yifan, we want to talk about how we can possibly prepare for earthquakes like this. There are earthquake-prone areas around the world, as we know. And for those places, apart from the early warning systems in place, what other infrastructure do you think can be built to mitigate damage and hopefully minimize loss of life, especially in densely populated cities?
Yeah, I think there are several layers to this. The first is, of course, you want to have good building code that is strongly enforced so that even the building is damaged, they are not collapsed totally, like the pancaking building that we've seen in the earthquake in Turkey. Mm. So you would firstly want to strongly avoid that. Like even the building is damaged, it still holds its structure that people can evacuate after that. And the second layer is probably like the flexibility and resilience of the lifelines, like the water pipe, the gas pipe, the electric grid. You would want all these lifelines to have certain flexibility, like figuratively or literally, so that it can sustain shaking and work still after large event. Like even if you have large deformation on the ground, that you still maintain a certain level of function after that. And of course, the third level is probably to secure your furniture at home. You would probably want to check if you have, for example, if the ceiling fan is tightly secured, is your closet tightly secured? Mm. Do you have too much clutter at home? It's a good time to think about decluttering your home to make sure the falling object will not fall onto you if earthquake ever happened.
All right. Well, an in-depth look there at the recent earthquake in Taiwan, aftershocks and preparedness measures. Yifan, it was great chatting with you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Yin Yifan, seismologist and postdoctoral fellow at the MIT Department of Earth, Atmospheric and Planetary Sciences. Stay with us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.